Back now to the US election. Early votes are now more than half the total votes in 2016. And with less than a week until the polls close, both President Trump and Joe Biden have been hitting the campaign trail hard in key parts of the country. But just what will be the battleground states that swing this year's vote? World Watch's Max Toll filed this report.
This promises to be one of the closest races in American presidential history. It is shaping up as just that tonight. All eyes on Florida at this hour, Tim.
Many of us will remember the 2000 U.S. election, the closest the country has seen since the 1800s. It was then just a few hundred votes in Florida swung power the way of George Bush, prompting two decades of what-ifs. Fast forward 20 years and Florida remains a key battleground state. Since 1996, the winner of Florida has won the election, the longest indicative streak for any state. Donald Trump won Florida 4 years ago by just over 1%. Joe Biden currently has a small lead there in the polls. Yet, as Republican Senator Rick Scott says, he shouldn't bank on the Sunshine State just yet.
If you look at my three races, the polls always said I would lose. If you go back to 2016, the polls said Donald Trump would lose.
2020 is shaping more than anything to be a referendum on the president's handling of the pandemic. These two lifelong Republicans in Florida, the Johnsons, are for the first time voting Democrat.
I feel he's responsible for thousands and thousands of deaths because of his attitude about it. He's still dishonest about it. He keeps saying it's getting better, and it never is. It's getting worse.
Damn it, we voted for him. And of course, the virus, COVID, has been terrible.
But even in Florida, which has seen more coronavirus cases than all but two other states, people still love Donald Trump's bombast.
There's more people out supporting him now because he's had so many people going against him, and I don't feel he's been treated fairly by the Democrats at all.
Donald Trump's path to victory will almost certainly go through Florida. He needs to win the state more than Joe Biden, otherwise he'll be relying on securing some of the other states that swung his way in 2016, but where Joe Biden's lead is currently far more comfortable. States like Wisconsin, Michigan, where he spent the most on campaign ads, and another former industrial state, Pennsylvania, all of which he won by less than 1% in 2016. Joe Biden believes he can flip them back, which is why he's also spending big, like this ad that's been airing in Pennsylvania.
Hi, I'm Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton Douglas, actually, from just outside of Pittsburgh in western Pennsylvania. And you can act like you don't want to listen to me, and I wouldn't blame you, but let's be honest. I'm friggin' Batman.
Donald Trump has already held three rallies in Pennsylvania this week, where he's planting the seeds of doubt about the eventual results.
We're watching you, Governor, very closely in Philadelphia. We're watching you.
And this certainly isn't unique to Pennsylvania.
It's the only way we can lose, in my opinion, is massive fraud. And that's what's happening, because all over the country you're seeing it.
This week, the Supreme Court ruled that mail-in ballots will only be counted in Wisconsin if they're received by Election Day. Another sign that Republicans are nervous about this state flipping back to blue. Wisconsin is already seeing a record number of early voters.
What happens in this election is just so consequential. I think we've seen with the pandemic, with racial issues, with women's issues, the Supreme Court, I mean, anything and everything is on the ballot in this election.
And it will be states like Wisconsin that decide the presidency for the next 4 years. Joe Biden's lead there right now is far wider than Hillary Clinton's was in 2016. And according to one local poll, the number of people who say they are undecided has halved. More good news for the former VP. He's a clear favourite for numerous reasons. Joe Biden's support among women is far greater than Ms. Clinton's was, as is his support among younger voters. And what's particularly worrying for Donald Trump, his support among older white voters is slipping. There are other states that President Trump won quite comfortably in 2016, like Texas, Georgia, and Ohio, that are right now balanced on a knife edge. The Democrats can smell blood.
Hey, Ohio, Barack Obama here. So much is at stake in this election, from getting the pandemic under control, to building a fairer economy, to taking on climate change, to protecting our health care.
The election culminates next Tuesday in America, which is Wednesday evening, New Zealand time. For Morning Report, Max Toll.